Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 26. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Hey, hey. I'm back in home.
She's back in home.
In home, yeah.
On the road.
Yeah, I was going to give up our location, but...
I mean, I think we've done it a few times before.
Yeah, and I feel like someone could figure it out if they really wanted to.
Easily.
Yep.
So, you came back last night.
Yep.
10 o'clock at night.
And was surprised by you, like, picking me up and, like, well, not surprised you picking me up.
You knew that.
That was planned.
But
then you had, like, a little sign, and you were like, welcome home, sleepy queen. And I was like, oh, it's so cute. I feel so loved.
Right? I mean, I had some hours to spare, so I'm like, let's go to Target. Let's get a poster board, and let's write something and be a dumbass. And I was going to make it way worse with glitter glue and stickers
balloons.
And everything.
But then, clowns, gymnasts.
But then I'm like,
band.
This is also like the image I'm projecting, and I don't need anybody thinking I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Let's just do this black sign with white writing and call it a day.
Yeah, it was pretty cute though.
I know. I even got video of you going,
oh.
Right?
I know, I make all those cute noises like that.
Right? Yeah. And then we discussed, like, we need to date people who would do that for us.
Yeah.
We need to, like, meet me and you once again, go on a trip,
mm-hmm.
leave our significant others at home,
mm-hmm.
come back to the airport, and there they are holding a damn sign
cute.
For us. That's all we need.
Yeah. So all you listeners who have girlfriends, you need to do that, okay? Take notes.
Take notes. Do cute shit.
You're welcome. We just improved your relationships.
We'll just eat it up.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I know. I'm like, nobody does that shit for me. I go to the airport alone and I leave alone.
Like the badass that you are.
Right?
Charlize Theron didn't have anyone waiting for her with a sign. She doesn't need it.
She's a spy.
Yeah.
She dyes her hair.
What you know about that?
Does cool moves and shoots guns.
Yeah. That's you. That's why you don't need that sign.
Really?
Yep.
I want a sign. I want somebody who cares about me and it's all super cute. And ready to come pick me up. Yes, I'm independent, but I need cute shit too. I need to be shown affection.
It's true.
And not being ignored.
And not just at the beginning too.
Right.
Okay. Like some guys are like, oh, I'm gonna be all like romantic and affectionate at the beginning and trap her. And then we get stuck in there and then you just like let go and become mediocre.
I know. In the beginning of relationships it's like, oh, so cute, you guys can't get enough of each other, blah 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 blah, and then
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I need all that cuteness.
Yeah.
Now.
Keep it going. Yeah.
And later.
Yeah.
Like
later.
Taffy. Now and later.
Yeah.
So you have a fun trip?
Yeah. No, it was really good.
Got to hang out with your sister.
Yep.
I said I'm the third sister.
Yep.
Black sheep.
Black sheep
you
sister.
You guys the whole time just talked about how I should have been there.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. You would have like meshed in like perfectly.
I know.
We're all just a group of sisters over here.
I need to change my name to something that starts with a D.
Yeah, that's true.
Deidre, Dokia, and...
How about Disa?
Disa. Yes. Disa.
Diesel?
Well, I was saying Disa.
Yeah.
But Diesel.
About,
okay.
Or...
Now I'm a man.
Or how about...
Vin Diesel. That's me.
How about... Deborah?
Yuck. I know, because I was thinking Darcy.
Denise?
No.
How about Darcy?
Yes.
Oh, you said Darcy?
No. All the other D names, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of true, actually.
Dina. No. Dina. Anywho.
Dominique.
I don't look like a Dominique.
No, you
could
don't.
Be a Dominique.
I feel like I could.
In another country, easily.
Yeah.
Me, no.
Like I'm a Russian spy.
I have this, like, round face and big eyes. I'm not a Dominique.
Yeah, you're more like cutesy name.
Cutesy. What's a cutesy name?
How about...
I know. How about Lisa? There we go.
Oh, there we go. That's perfect.
Perfect. Oh, good thing my mom named me that.
I mean,
it was pretty close, though, because I was supposed to be called... It was between Jennifer and Lisa.
I'm glad they didn't choose Jennifer.
I'm so glad. Well, my dad was pissed because my mom chose Lisa. And he's like, when did we agree to that?
And it was like a whole thing.
Right. Well, originally, the doctor thought I was a boy. So I was before I came out, my mom, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to be a boy. So my name was Kyle.
Oh.
And then, but if it top model, there was a girl in there named Kyle.
No, that's true.
But no, I'm fine with my name. Mm. It gives away my age. Mm. Nobody younger than me has my name.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So you had fun on your trip. You went to Chicago. You were in Ohio. You went kayaking.
Yeah. Went to the west side of Chicago.
Died.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I saw this really cute conservatory on Instagram. And I was like, oh, we could take like cute Instagram pictures there.
It's all
there.
About the IG.
It is all about that IG life. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we hopped in a cab and I was like, you know, we were like, oh, take us to Garfield Park Conservatory. And he was like, where's that? He's like, what's that? So he literally had to like pull it up. Like we pulled up the address for him and he had to like map it out. And then that should have been our first sign, right? Like, yeah. A cab driver doesn't know like where it is.
Yeah.
So, and then we get there, we go on the interstate and then we get off the exit ramp and like pull up and he like looks and he's like, do not walk around in this neighborhood. And we were like, So Toki was like, do you want to turn around? And I was like, well, let's just kind of like pull up to conservatory, kind of see what the vibe is around there. And like we pull up a little bit closer and here there's like, it's surrounded by a park and there's like, you know, people in tents and kind of like people, sketch people walking around. Like,
so it was like a homeless?
I'm not sure.
People in tents?
I think so. Yeah, it was like homeless people kind of living around in that park.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting. And so we didn't get out of the cab. We were like, cab driver, take us back.
Yeah, take us back, please.
So it was a nice $40 bill to just the west side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so later we looked up online. We were like, west side of Chicago, you know, what's that deal? And they were like, it's basically like the south side.
Hmm.
And interesting fact, there was a shooting there that same afternoon that we were there. And just a couple blocks away from the conservatory. Hmm. So there you go.
You could have been in a shootout.
We could have. Yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
Not a Wild West shootout.
Not like that.
I don't think people were wearing cowboy hats.
Oh, they weren't?
Spurs and horses.
Yeah.
No.
Not that type of shootout.
That's more a North Dakota shootout.
That's true. Yeah. So anyway, we lived to tell about it. And we have a great story.
Right. And now you and I can finally start planning my birthday trip.
Yeah, let's get on that.
In October.
So it's between like California and Arizona? Or just California? What's happening?
You know, I would be fine with maybe not that particular resort, but I wouldn't be fine with Arizona, man.
Mm.
Although, then you're going to go leave me to go meet up with that guy. And I'm like, it's my birthday.
I mean, maybe we just buy me for like supper or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Then you guys hit it off. Then I'm a third wheel. Then I'm like eating Malone. On my birthday. Except we can't go on my birthday because somebody else has time off. So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of leaning towards the whole California thing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Especially if it's like the last week of October.
Mm-hmm.
And then Universal Studios, I just want to go to because it's Halloween nights and that's like the best thing in the world.
Oh, that would be cool.
Where zombies
is it like
walk
a zombie?
Around.
Oh,
yes, and they have like chainsaws.
Whoa,
and
that's a little.
It's awesome.
Is it?
I had fun.
Whoa.
I mean, I was 30 at the time. Maybe now that I'm older, I won't have fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. And spas and things, but...
Oh, we could do spas.
I still want to go to Denver again, too, because I feel like last time we never got to do
all the
everything.
Things. Yeah.
The last 2 days, I was shot.
Oh, yeah, we were, like, dead. We were zombies then.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Literally. We could have been working at Universal Studios at that point.
Oh, yeah. Looked like
for
zombies.
For free.
Oh, yeah, totally. Fit the attire.
Hell, yeah. We're all black anyway.
Right? My face is sunken in anyway. Bags under my eyes anyway. Walk with a limp anyway. I just have that disheveled zombie tired look down pat.
Right? And like we were talking before, I mean, we're always very tired anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes you have to laugh about when you look at women who have like kids and they're like peppy and full of energy.
Yeah.
And they got their shit together and then you and I are just dead.
Oh,
it's
I know.
Like, we can't have kids.
I know.
Because we can't even, like, get through our own lives.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I was surprised I was able to keep up with my sister, actually, on that
she's
trip.
She's very high energy.
She is more high energy than me, but sometimes she does get low energy. But, yeah, she's more like, let's do all the things. Let's go do a mob boss tour. Let's do an escape room.
And
bye.
Bye.